No, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. Busier than a cat having kittens.
This week on AllTunes, Eddie Arsenault takes us on a tour of Rocky Point, Select the Chevron performs some magic, and you don't have to take your teeth out to listen to an interview with Teeth Out. Yous ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to AllTunes for the week of October 20th, 2024. This is episode 60 already. 60! Does that mean this show is ready to take some kind of podcast pension? Hells no. 60 episodes is the new 40 episodes or something like that. This bitch just getting started. Now, I don't drink, but as we settle into this 60th episode, it might be time to sit down with a cocktail. Not that you need to drink for the show to sound good. Besides, I'm not talking about just any flavorful fermentation. I'm talking about lounging with a Cuban cocktail. And they all count. I'll elaborate. In 2005, Cuban musician and arranger J. Eduardo Mendoza Lopez, who had already made quite a name for himself in that country, formed then trio Count and the Cuban Cocktail. The following year, he moved to Charlottetown from Gatineau, and it was then that the trio became an octet, performing mostly original music in both English and Spanish, their styles running the gamut from reggae to funk, and let's not forget merengue, cumbia, and of course salsa. Funny I should mention that, because the genre inspired half the title of the song I'm leading up to. By 2014, our Count could count nine in the band, and they set about recording their CD Influence. Try and not be influenced to get up and move to the closing track from that album. This is Count and the Cuban Cocktail with Salsa Manía on AllTunes. Muy especiale.
Salsa.
salsa with a little conga thrown in. That's Salsa Mania, Count and the Cuban Cocktail, Making It Count, on Altoons. While we've got our dancing shoes on, let's segue from salsa to techno. Yes, Virginia, there actually are techno artists on the island, and one of them is Reisky, who's been dropping beats since the turn of the century. This one, I mean. His roots stretch deep into the underground electronica scene and have long been nourished by rave culture, leading him to produce game soundtracks and gigabytes of glorious EDM tracks. Here's the latest Reisky release, and let it take you through all its silky, synthy changes. This is Starsake on Altoons. Reiske on Altoons with his latest creation, Starsake. Very William Orbit. And that's a high compliment coming from me, since I was listening to William's remixes of Madonna songs long before they worked together on her Ray of Light and Music albums. Dare I say that Reiske's music is a ray of light unto itself? Coming up, Luminos Ensemble asks for your trust, Sarah Siegel-Azar goes a little paranormal just in time for Halloween, and new PEI punkers teeth out literally say, "Later, skater." Yes, I know, Halloween is coming, and with it comes the emergence of figurative vampires, mummies, and what would it be without zombies popping up out of graves? Yarns from yesteryear can get buried, but that's why, through research done on islandnewspapers.com, I dug some of them up for you for this week in PEI history. October 22nd, 1952, The Guardian displayed a photo of the Minister of Fisheries, the Honorable R.W. Mayhew, receiving a joint gift from the Prince Edward Island Fisheries Federation and other member associates of the Fisheries Council of Canada. The gift? A cigarette case, suitably engraved with the figure of a leaping salmon. That fish wouldn't fly today, would it? I've heard of smoked salmon, but this is ridiculous. October 23rd, 1871, the Examiner reported that a Mr. Monroe reported that the inhabitants of Georgetown had contributed funds necessary for the government to do the work of extending telegraph service to that town. An Honorable Mr. Howland added that the Newfoundland Telegraph Company had agreed to install the lines, but Howland felt that the tariff of messages from Alberton to Georgetown were too high. Finally, the paper added that we should not have to pay 25 cents for sending a message 40 miles on the island. Hey, you know how much 25 cents in 1871 is in 2024 money? Hovering around $7. We bitch about our phone plans, but we can call clear across the country for as long as we want as part of them. $7 for a message.
Hi, we're 30 Russell, and you're listening to Isle Tunes. Thank you.
legendary Eddie Arsenault on Altoons from his 1981 album Egmont Bay, in this case Le Real de Rocky Point. While learning to play the fiddle in his teens, Eddie picked up reels he heard musicians from Quebec play on the radio, and eventually he created his own blend of the Scottish style of Cape Breton and the island's Acadian style. Our Monsieur is credited with helping to revive traditional music for younger generations, which led to his being named Acadian of the Year in 1983 and picking up the ECMA's Stomp and Tom Award in 1999. We lost Eddie in 2014 when he left us at the age of 92. Selecta Chevron selects music as an open format DJ. He says, DJing is more than playing music. I'm creating an atmosphere. As a guy who DJed for a country station in Florida and essentially for 60 episodes here, I absolutely concur. Selecta came to the island from the Bahamas in 2017 to study computer networking technology at Holland College, though it's clear that wasn't the only networking he was doing. He started his own media company, created a record label, became the aforementioned DJ as well as a music producer, and co-founded a band. In 2023, Selecta released an album, Jungle, with fellow island hip-hop artist KM. I can attest that the duo is magic, because that's the name of the track I'm going to put in your ear right now. A few naughty words, so don't say that you didn't get an...
Altoons content warning. Listener discretion is f***ing advised.
For you though, cause you got a different vibe to you though. You ain't like the girls to be talking to. Feel like you could get it. Are you in love with me or the rhythms? But you follow me to another city. I can fly you well, but I can't let another man try you though. I ain't with that shit. Are you a badass bitch? You a wifey thing? Can I light you up? What if I got broke as fuck? Would you still stand with me there in the mud? I don't think so. But drink your drink slow and I'll figure it out. No, I don't think no. It ain't a thing no. Best situations. You taught me patience, I guess I knew that you would always be waiting for me. Clear me up just like magic. Clear me up just like magic. Clear me up just like. Clear me up like magic.
Luminos Ensemble, illuminating us with the choral tapestry of trust from last year's In the Crystalline Vault of Heaven album on Altunes. PEI-born composer E.K.R. Hamill took the words of British poet Robert Browning and married them to his melody for this record. The poem itself is Browning's 1864 work Rabbi Ben Ezra. Browning centered on the 12th century rabbi's philosophy of accepting life's imperfections and trusting in a divine plan, a message that the Luminos luminaries deliver divinely. Still to come, Sarah Siegel-Lazar musically wears white after Labor Day. Mitch Sherman predicts the coming of something good, and Teeth Out dares you to cancel them. Hey, I've got something good coming for you. A bunch of something goods, actually. And that's the latest batch of live shows happening around here in the next little while. So whip out your day planners, sharpen your pens, and get ready to take note of gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Thursday, October 25th, lots of shows to choose from that night. Todd McLean has his album launch show featuring Gordon Belcher and surprise guests at the Poorhouse in Charlottetown, Songwriters and Strings featuring Natalie Williams-Calhoun, Tiffany Liu, Emily May, and Alicia Toner. They're all at St. Paul's in Charlottetown on the 25th, and also that night, Devil's Punch Bowl and Takeda Takeda with Nameless Friends. They are at Baba's Lounge. Friday, October 26th, Nudie, Shane Pendergast, and Amelia May are at Dalvey by the Sea in, where else, Dalvey. Also on the 26th, Luminos Ensemble, The Phantom of the Opera. They're going to be playing live score to the silent film. They're at the Florence Simmons Performance Hall in Charlottetown. Looking into next week, next Sunday, October 27th, it's the second of two Ella Montgomery soirees featuring Leo Marchalden at the Barachois Inn in Rustico. I wrote the lyrics to some of the songs that are going to be featured, so I'll be there. Come and say hi. Also next week, October 29th, D.D. Austin is at the Harborfront Theater in Summerside. October 30th, it's the Jack Pine Folk Club featuring the Devil's Punch Bowl and host Shane Pendergast at the Poorhouse in Charlottetown. And November 1st, Absolute Losers plays the Sportsman's Club in Charlottetown.
Hi, I'm Jeannie.
And I'm Charles.
And you're listening to Isletunes
from the basement.
Isletunes content warning. Listener discretion is advised.
Have you met the lady in white? She walks through your corridors every damn night. She haunts every corner, but she's gone with the light. Have you met the lady? Have you met the lady? Have you met the lady in black? She sits in your rocking chair and sways forth and back. She guards all your homestead like it's under attack. Have you met the lady? Have you met the lady? So mothers grab your daughters and fathers grab your sons, 'cause no one's guaranteed to still be breathing when the morning comes. Have you met the ghost at your door at the dawn? She comes in the twilight, but by morning she's gone. She lurks in the shadows, makes it hard to move on. Have you met the lady? Have you met the lady? So lovers grab your lovers and husbands grab your wives, 'cause no one's guaranteed to make it out with their lives.
You only get one shot,
you only get one chance,
'cause you're not owed a thing,
you'll lose it in a glance.
You better risk it all
and lay it on the line, 'cause the promised land don't promise shit, you better bend mine.
And ooh, he's coming for you with his cloak in his side. And ooh,
the man, he's been looking quite grim. You could try to survive, but your chances are slim. He summons those ladies, his call is this him. Take heed of the lady, be freed by the lady. Take heed of the lady,
be freed by the lady.
They don't call her the femme fatale of folk for nothing. That's Sarah Siegel-Lazar on iTunes from her earliest work, according to Spotify anyway, the 2014 EP Little Hymns, this being its cut, The Lady in White. Kind of fitting for Halloween, right? The SSL is currently in the middle of touring Ontario, doing shows from Port Hope to Burlington to Bath, careful not to miss Toronto on the schedule. Not so side note, her album of last year, Valleys, was the first of hers to see a proper studio recording. And also not so side note, you can hear and watch Sarah dishing about that record at length on the iTunes Patreon page. $5 a month and you get access to expanded videos that have happened here on the show only on video. Become a subscriber at patreon.com/iTunes. I know Sarah would approve. Mitch Sherman has been a part of the island music scene for over 40 years now. After some years jamming as a solo artist, he formed the Mitch Sherman Band in 1996. In 2014, a local short film he composed the music for made its way all the way to the Cannes Film Festival. In between, he released back-to-back albums, one in 2012 and the next in 2013. It's the latter we're going to focus on here. The record is Long Wave, and it was recorded at The Nest in Summerside. Catherine McClellan wrote in The Buzz that, quote, "So many of Mitch's songs give me shivers, and really, I just wish I'd written them myself," unquote. On PEI, you don't get much more higher praise than that. Mitch Sherman on iTunes with Long Wave's closing cut, Something Good is Coming This Way. Indeed it is.
Tonight a million stars are shining. October hasn't seen a better day. I don't know what it is, but something's coming. Something good is coming my way. I know I shouldn't get my hopes up. It's just another crazy dream. Something tells me I could find some good luck. And I feel so good, baby, I could scream. Oh, tonight a million stars shine. October hasn't seen a better day. I don't know what it is, but something's coming. Something good is coming my way.
iTunes delivering unto you Mitch Sherman's 2013 song Something Good is Coming This Way. A right good affirmation, and such a jollier thought than Something Wicked This Way comes, even if Halloween is almost here. There's all kinds of punk music. Just to go alphabetically, we've got Afro-punk, Christian punk, crust punk, egg punk, horror punk, oi, and skater punk, which I just learned about and so will you. But no matter what adjective you stick in front of it, punk is typically the territory of youths, whether behind the mic or in the audience. That's what makes this new troupe of PEI punkers so awesome. Like punk itself, their rebellion comes simply by being middle-aged, that is. I had a chance to yap with three of its five members, and they are living proof that youth is wasted on the young. Smile.
Smile.
Because this is Teeth Out.
Now, ordinarily, when one thinks of the term teeth out, one's mind drifts to a dreaded visit to the dentist or recurring dreams like I have where my teeth end up in my hands. In this case, however, the term refers to five new purveyors of punk who are ready to pounce on PEI. Altooners, I bring you into the Altoon Studios, otherwise known as my basement, through the magic of Zoom, the members of Teeth Out. Welcome, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, how we doing?
Now, why don't we start by having you all introduce yourselves and let us know who does what in the band. And we have a couple guys missing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. My name's Josh and I sing in the band.
I'm Ira. I play guitar.
And I'm Jason, or mostly known as Ozone. And I play bass. And yeah, I guess we're missing. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Terry, who is the drummer, Terry, and Mike, the other guitar player. They couldn't make it to the magic of Zoom tonight.
It happens. Gone but not forgotten, though.
Yeah.
So you guys formed earlier this year. How did that come about? And Josh, I know you were with Radio Roulette until fairly recently. So how did all of this come together?
So Jason reached out to me in June, I believe. He was moving back from Alberta. He was moving back with his family and he was looking to start something up. And I've been in many bands over the years. So when somebody wants to try something new, I'm always down. So as soon as he got here, he got in contact with Ira, and I had the connection with Mike and Terry, and we just got things going. And before you knew it, we were releasing our single before we had really done anything as a band.
I like that your press highlights the fact that you're all middle-aged men or thereabouts, trying to be 20, quote unquote. As a middle-ager myself, I think it's awesome that you've gotten together at this stage in your lives to make music that's usually relegated to younger artists. So what motivated you guys to tackle the genre anyway?
It's just in our blood. We've been around the scene for, Jesus, be over 120 years collectively, wouldn't it?
More.
Yeah, pretty much. Unfortunately, I have never stopped. So I've just been going since 1995, basically.
I think it's pretty common. I know even like when Ira and I were chatting back in June before I'd moved home, we were even like sharing Spotify playlists, and it was like 98% skate punk with a little bit of Taylor Swift and Tate McRae. But like, well, we're not doing pop, so I guess skate punk's the answer.
Skate punk Taylor's version.
Yeah, don't tempt us.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, skater punk, for those who may not know, how is that different from, dare I say, mainstream punk?
Skate punk, I find it's like hardcore with melodies. So you take the pop melodies and with the vocals and the catchiness, and then you throw it on hardcore music. I'm paraphrasing Fat Mike from NoFX when he says that, but yeah, it's basically good melodies and harmonies on catchy melodic hardcore, and then you get skate punk.
Now I know what skater punk is. Now all I have to do is learn to skate, and maybe we can make this work. You had mentioned that you're influenced by 90s and 2000s punk. Do you want to be more specific in what artists inspire you and how that informs your music?
These guys gravitate more to the older school skate punk than me. I'm the outcast in the band when it comes to the bands that I like compared to what they're into. But for me, Hot Water Music is my major influence. I've always been drawn to that band, but I'll let Ira and Jason fill you in on their influences.
For myself, it's always been Pennywise, Big Wig, Strung Out, all the old Fat Records and Epitaph bands.
Yeah, for me, I grew up on like more poppy stuff, Blink-182 and Sum 41 and all that. But as I got older, I'm like, there's a lot more substance, maybe.
A lot, more, those bands are great, a lot more bands that don't just have numbers in the names, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a few. yeah, so I always got to that too. Yeah, so those would be my big two for sure.
And you take all of that and it becomes Teeth Out. How does that happen? What's your songwriting process like? I should say more specifically.
Do I tell them what my songwriting process is? Actually,
don't tell them.
Honestly, 98% of my songs, I'll be sitting on the toilet with a guitar playing. So that's where it comes from for me.
Toilet natural reverb on the demos.
And sound effects.
Yes, sir.
I'm speaking with the band Teeth Out, who have just had their first single pulled and is brushing up, see what I did there, to release an EP. We will get to your introductory single next, but first, let's talk about this upcoming EP of yours. What can punk fans and music fans in general look forward to on it, and when is it upcoming?
Well, we're actually just getting back two songs, probably in the next week to 10 days. So we're looking to release one more single before the EP comes out. The goal is for the EP to get out before Christmas, but we're probably going to get a single out in the next 3 weeks with our band, because we do have a little bit of help from a small label out in Alberta.
High-end Denim Records.
High-end Denim Records, yes.
I was going to ask about them, yeah.
So we try and stay active, even though we've only been together for a short time. We try and throw together some little videos and just try and keep things moving on social media. And we have some more stuff that's going to be popping up real soon with that too. So
cool. Definitely stuff to look forward to there. How many songs do you think will appear on the EP?
I would say six. So two of them will be shorter, but six in total. So we got together last night, flushed out two more, just tweaking a couple little things on them, and then there's one more that we haven't really finished putting together yet, but once we get rolling, it doesn't take that long. So I would say six. So the plan is for six, and we'll see what happens. Depends nice. How much Ira uses the bathroom.
Yeah. Here, have some chili, Ira, and get inspired. what inspired the name Teeth Out, by the way?
I was listening to a hardcore band called Conservative Military Image, and I just heard that name in a lyric of theirs. And I was like, that's a cool name. So it just stuck with me, and I mentioned it to Jason and just went from there.
I guess it could mean like, you know, like fangs, like kind of teeth out. I guess it's not the kind where you take your teeth out and put it in a glass.
Dentures out.
Yeah, that'll be your 25th anniversary album, right?
I'm saving that. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Effortit. Well, I hope nobody will take your advice and cancel me. That's not so much a joke as it is the title of your first Teeth Out single, which came out September 20th. I think the subject is a rather bold dare, with canceling starting out as something legitimate and morphing into silencing anybody who, you know, offends you in any kind of real or perceived way. Tell us about the song and how you came up with it and what it means to you thematically.
I really just based it on the fact that, you know, it's really hard to have your own opinion and not be attacked from whatever angle, regardless of what that opinion is, or what side, you know, if you're supposed to be on sides. It just seems like the world that we're in right now, it's very difficult to have that opinion and for you to voice it and not feel attacked. So it came together pretty quickly.
You know what they say, though, about everybody having an opinion?
Yeah.
Opinions are like that thing that Ira has in the bathroom that's not a guitar. I think this is the most fun I've had during any procedure relating to teeth. Congratulations on the debut single, and congratulations in advance on the EP. And may your days of having your teeth out be long.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, taking the power out of cancel culture by proactively demanding cancel me, this is post-pubescent power punkers Teeth Out. right here on Isle Tunes.
Out with their debut single Cancel Me on Isle Tunes. Assuming you don't cancel them as a result of this offering, they've got another coming in the weeks ahead, and we're gonna hold them to that VP release, aren't we? Aren't we? I know I am. To be fair, you're likewise gonna hold me to bringing you another episode of Isle Tunes next week, cause this one is over. Yeah, it went fast, but what a range of PEI music. I think that's the thing I love most about doing this show, is just getting to show you how many different kinds of music are made here on this gentle island. If you've got some comments, suggestions, or requests, gentle or otherwise, though, be kind, rewind. Phone or text it in at 902-807-4250, or shoot me an email to amj@isletunes.ca. I might even listen to you, you know, while we're on that whole rebellious punk thing. I definitely will listen if you send me a recording of yourself doing an island saying. One has opened every show for 60 weeks. This week's Islanderism was ismed by Trevor Lowell Clements. If you like what you're hearing here, and I truly hope you do, it would suck if I was the only one grooving on this podcast, then help get the word out by alerting your friends and family to its existence. Follow Isle Tunes on Facebook and Instagram and share the posts I make there, particularly the ones that include links to where you can buy the music featured on the show. I also throw those links up on the website isletunes.ca, and that site just so happens to have another link to where you can donate to the care and feeding of Isle Tunes. This link is in the description of wherever you're listening to this episode as well. The expenses necessary for doing Isle Tunes Up every week comes out of my own pocket, and my pocket struggles with anxiety, so if you're of a mind to donate, and every micro cent goes toward the show, you'll be helping to mellow my pocket out a lot. Musical contribution to the Isle Tunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaux. I'm Adam Michael James, and that'll do her for now. But oh, what I've got for you next episode. Yeah, sure, more music made on PEI, pretty much none of which you're going to hear on island radio stations, just here. But I'm going to sit down with writer, singer, saxer, and guitar teacher, mine, well, at least he was, it's not his fault I haven't continued lessons, Todd McLean. He's got a new album just about out, and on it, he's going to teach us a new word. No, not a four-letter one, stop that. Then the following week, assuming the stars align as they have been so far, well, let's just say you're going to get a little luck of the Irish in November. But enough of the promo talk. You just be good. And if you can't be good at it. See you next week, and thanks for listening, PEI.